Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to By Yahweh's Design and this one-hour live radio program coming to you via live365.com. And we'd like to dedicate this program to Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, the Great I Am. And we also dedicate it to His holy remnant, the believing sons and daughters of Jacob Israel, also known as the Caucasian or Covenant peoples of the world. Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. Tonight is the 7th of January, year 2005, and we decided to entitle tonight's program Wing TV, and you'll understand why we did that in a few minutes. Our guests tonight from Pennsylvania are Mr. Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani, and welcome to the program, guys.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you, Pastor Jim.
Not a problem. Let me give out just some quick contact information. If you wish to contact us during the program with a comment or question, we would appreciate it if you would use Yahoo Instant Messenger, as we do not have a second phone line available. So if you have that on your computer, you can type in By Yah Design, and that's B-Y-Y-A-H Design, D-E-S-I-G-N, just, and that's all you have to put in, By Yah Design, and we'll get the message instantly. In the future, we hope to add another phone line, but that's not the case tonight. So the best and fastest way to communicate your comments to us is Instant Messenger. If you don't have Instant Messenger, it's a free download from Yahoo.com. So just go there and look for their free downloads, and you can get Yahoo Instant Messenger. Okay, Lisa and Victor, Wing TV is the title, and of course that's your web program. I guess what do you call it? It's more than just audio, but it's not true TV. So I mean, is there a title for this hybrid kind of thing?
Yeah, we call it, I guess, basically internet television, and anyone that goes to www.wingtv.net, they can see the screen right there and click onto it. And if they have high speed cable, that always works the best. They can tune in, and we do it every Monday through Friday. It's about a 25-minute show every day.
That's pretty slick. And for those that don't know, I was honored to be on their program on the first night of the new year. That was Monday the 3rd. We taped it Sunday, of course, but I found it to be quite exciting, especially since I'd never been to your video portion before, going back and listening and watching and everything. I thought it was pretty slick. I hope more people pick up on your idea. I wish I knew how to do it. But
thank you. You know, it was a privilege for us, too, and we received some very, very positive feedback from that interview. We just wanted you to know.
Oh,
yeah,
we had people
calling right before the show asking how they could tune in, so hopefully they were able to find you, and we also put it up on the Wing TV homepage so that anyone out there can click onto it.
Well, while we're talking about that, we'll do that a couple times during the program, of course. Why don't you tell the folks that are listening who don't know how to get to it how they can go to your website. Besides the interviews that you do, you have a tremendous amount of information.
Yeah, just simply click on to www.wingtv.net. And right at the top of the page, you'll see a television set with the name. Right now, it's Dave McGowan. Simply click onto that, and the show comes up. And, yeah, there is just tons of other information. We just started something today called Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down, which is going to be a weekly column that just rehashes the latest week or so. We had you on the Thumbs Up portion of it, Dan, for launching this new radio station, so we're wishing you the best of luck with it.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, and if I ever get proficient of running all this stuff smoothly, maybe we'll have some success.
But, hang in there.
Well, it's the trickiest part's in the beginning when you do the switching over from playing the music and getting the archive running and doing that. It doesn't make sense, of course, anybody listening, but trust.
Like we said, we just kind of cross our fingers and hope every day after we turn the camera on, so we know exactly what you mean.
Just takes practice.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys are a good-looking couple, and you've got a great thing going there as far as a way to, an entertaining way, by the way, of getting information out to the people. So I'm hoping everybody listening will take advantage of going to your website. Again, tremendous articles, and and a clever way of doing interviews to make it a little spicier and a little more entertaining and delightful to listen to. So that's pretty slick.
We thank you.
One of the things I wanted to get into tonight, perhaps later on we'll get into the history of how you got it started, but I wanted to discuss right up front with both of you, since I was privileged to find out that when you were on my program, that I guess that kind of jump-started you, I don't know, into
mm-hmm.
starting your own program.
Yeah, that was actually the first interview, at least political interview, that I ever did, and shortly thereafter, Lisa joined me doing our old radio show. But, that was the first one, and I think you gave me the date, but I can't remember what it was.
It was in June.
Yeah, June 2002 or 2003.
Yeah. Like time is flying.
Oh, I know. It's hard to believe. We've been up over 5 years, so it's an amazing story. But anyway, you went ahead then after that interview, and I believe you had you were up with Reality for what, about a year?
About a year and a half, actually. And that ended in December of 2003, and then we started Wing TV on February 1st of 2004, April Fool's Day. I guess it wasn't April Fool's Day, but... So we've been up for almost a year now on Wing TV.
Okay. And again, for those listening, it's wingtv.com, right?
.net.
.net. I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay, .net. Let me correct my little notes here. And how'd you come up with the title Wing, by the way?
Well, Wing is an acronym for World Independent News Group, and what we wanted to do was bypass the mainstream media monopoly on getting information out to the public. And so we base our information solely on independent sources that we find credible and verifiable, and we try to steer away from the mainstream liars club.
Yeah, if you look at, if you scroll down on our homepage, you'll see that we do news updates every day. It says world news, national news, and over the edge news, and also some in the right hand column. And we're very, certain that we don't use any mainstream sources, because the closer you get to them, the more tainted the information becomes. So we're using all independent sources, and the news is so much better anyways that you get from these alternative sites
right.
than it is from the mainstream.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. In fact, that's a common question that's asked, is what do we do? What do we do to find out what's going on today in this world of deception? And it seems that all the major news outlets, as you say, are twisted and distorted, have ulterior motives for what they do. They're guided by government agencies, and they don't have enough backbone to resist that. Of course, Mr. John Swinton testified to that in New York at a
mm-hmm.
banquet clear back in 1953.
Right.
Well, you know, we've always been aware that there are a lot of voices out there that are trying desperately to tell the truth, and they're just not provided a forum in the mainstream venue. And so we are doing that, as you are, and as many others are.
Yeah, and when we came up with this idea, I was telling Lisa, I says, I want people, when they come home from work at night, instead of going over to their couch and sitting down and watching CNN or Dan Rather or Fox or MSNBC, I want them to come in and watch Wing TV instead. And you don't know how many emails we've got from people that say that's precisely what
right.
they do now. Instead of going and listening to this propaganda and this conditioning, they come in here and turn on Wing TV, and it makes it so happy to know that at least a part of society is getting the picture.
Well, yeah, you're right. It's nice to know there's a glimmer of hope,
mm-hmm.
that there is a tiny remnant, and we've spoken of that many times on this program. And in the book of Romans, it speaks of his remnant, and it says that it will be a very tiny flock. I know from my indications that everything points to that being a true truism. Of course, it's in Scripture, so it ought to be true.
Yeah.
But certainly the world around us is proving that. And do you see that sort of happening from your end of things?
Well, the way I see it is a lot of people in this line of work, and I'm sure you have also, that they get frustrated because we work so hard and we try so hard to get this information out, but there's still such a huge wall in front of us that a lot of people get frustrated. But the way I see it is that if we're lucky enough or gifted enough to have this information bestowed upon us, and we have a purpose to relay it to other people, then despite anything else in the world, shouldn't we still follow this and get this information out regardless of what's happening? It's a gift.
And it comes along with a responsibility.
Right.
You're responsible to do something with that information, because truth alone doesn't set you free. It's what you do with the truth. that will set anyone free.
Yeah, and we have to look at the big picture rather than just what's happening today. We have to look at the real, real big picture and say, why do we know about this information and what are we supposed to do with it?
Well, you know what? Scripture supports what you just said. It says, be ye doers and not hearers only.
Very good, yeah.
So, you know, that supports exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tremendous responsibility. Now, do you get you mentioned feedback. Do you get quite a bit of feedback on your program?
We get feedback on a daily basis. We get feedback from all over the world.
You see, what happens is Lisa's in hundreds and hundreds of different Internet groups. So she goes into these and posts, and there's such a variety of groups there that we get a lot of good feedback, and we also get negative feedback. You know, everyone doesn't agree with what we say. But, you know, that's just part of the game, but it's good that Lisa does what she does to spread the word out to so many different people. And then I have, you know, a couple big email lists that I send it out. So between the two of us, you know, we don't have any advertising anywhere. We just kind of do it the old-fashioned way.
We are very, very much focused on promoting independent media within the country and around the world. And so we are very supportive of those venues. Because it's a needed thing out there in society. People need to have resources for truth.
Amen to that, certainly. Now, do you get, if I might ask, do you get much support from the listening audience? I mean,
we get email support. Yeah, I mean, we have a button on our site that says donations, but that's more of an afterthought than anything. And you know, we right from the get go, we said we're not going to accept any financial advertising whatsoever. So everything on the site is free. We don't take money from any sources whatsoever, and there's no big corporate donors or anything.
Right, we're self-funded.
Yeah, and just a couple days ago, we got another, you know, request from someone to know what our advertising rates are, and we just, you know, emailed back to them and said, you know, we appreciate it, but we don't accept any advertising money. And what it is, you know, we want the freedom over the money more than anything else.
We want to remain as pure as possible.
Right.
In regard to the content that we're putting out, we don't want to live under the constraints of a sponsor or an advertiser. So we want to decide what we put on this site, and we don't want anybody limiting our ability to do so.
Right, and some of the subjects we talk about here would definitely raise eyebrows in certain corners.
And you better believe it.
We just figured that it's best just to, you know, not be compromised in any way.
Right.
And since we're able to do this without any outside influence or any outside help, we do it that way.
I think that's fantastic. I have the same philosophy, so I can relate.
Super.
We're proud of you.
Yeah.
Not many people are doing that.
No.
Well, we decided a long time ago that the Father was either going to bless us and help us put this radio program on, or he wasn't. And we were going with the same thoughts. We were going to be free of advertising money, because with advertising, just like with government grants, come many strings and many controls. When you've got sponsors, the same thing. So,
yeah.
Right.
You know, and it's a great idea. And the same thing goes with other broadcasters. As this radio station expands, we hope to bring other people with other messages. I think I sent you a message and making the same invitation to you two. Anytime anybody wants to come on this radio station with a message, we will accommodate that.
Well, we appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What we want to do is, and people say, well, how much? It'll be basically, how do you say it, pro bono,
mm-hmm.
With the stipulation of a love offering to help keep the station up and running would certainly be appreciated. However, we don't want money getting in the way with getting the truth out.
With our first column, this thumbs up, thumbs down, the first entry for the thumbs down was to a guy named William Rivers Pitt, and I'll say his name, and he's from an organization called Truth Out, and he begs so incessantly for money via email, like over and over and over again, and it was like 2 days before Christmas, and he's like hounding the people on his email list, send us money, we didn't get enough money this month, if you know, and it's just like we said, doesn't this guy have any shame? You know, stop it. And I've emailed him countless times and said, why do you keep doing this? It just takes away from everything that you're doing.
Right.
But he's unrelenting.
Let's put it this way. With as little resources as we have, we're able to do what we're doing 5 days a week. And they don't have a show, and they don't do the type of program that we
right.
do. So why is it they need all this money to do what they're doing. I mean, it's simply related to email articles sent around. That's it. And we feel like if you have the will to do it, then you'll find the way to do it.
Oh, amen to that. Well, you guys certainly have a lot of drive. I mean, that's that makes up for a lot. You have an intense desire to get information out, and you know, you're good at it. So that's a key point there. And again, you're driven by the proper motives. That's why I think the Father's blessed you the way He has. If you have that kind of drive and the proper motives, it's amazing the kind of things you can accomplish. Again, I wish we had 10,000 like you in this country.
So do we.
We would.
You know, we do know that we have a conscience and we have a sense of responsibility and purpose. And I think a lot of people don't know what their purpose is or don't realize it yet. But that's what propels us along this path. And we are intensely focused. And we know there are a lot of other people out there focused as well.
Yeah. And that's an important word that Lisa mentioned was purpose, because I think not enough of us realize that we all have a purpose, that we're all here for a reason. And what is that reason? Is it to make this world, this existence that we live in, a better place? Or is it to just accept the status quo and say, oh, well, that's just the way things are. We can't do anything about it. And, you know, we refuse to do that. And, you know, we'll keep kicking and fighting till the end to get the truth out there. And, you know, it's like I tell people, if we're here, shouldn't we learn and know and do as much as we can to make this a better place?
I would certainly think so. And, you know, again, I concur with everything you're saying. Now, do you get the feeling with your program, a combination video audio? Again, for any new listeners out there, we're talking to Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani of WingTV.net. And again, that's WingTV.net. You know, with this hybrid video audio station out there, do you get the feeling that that it's making an impact? I see you've been up now almost a year with just Wing TV, plus you had basically a year with a radio program on Reality Radio. How do you feel about that? Do you feel, again, we're never going to get to the majority of the people, even Scripture says that, but do you feel an increase in the audience, if you will, or the number of people affected? Do you get that sense that, you know, that's on the rise?
Well, that's kind of a double-edged sword, because when we set this up, like I said, we're not computer gurus by any stretch of the imagination. So basically, to get this running, we just got a space or a room in cyberspace. And it was simple, bare bones. And even though the site looks very, very, you know, advanced, it's basically just existing in a room in cyberspace. So we don't even have a hit counter on it. And
we didn't want one.
Right.
Because we didn't want to fixate on numbers.
On numbers. And, you know, people say, well, don't you want to know how many people are listening or watching? And me and Lisa agreed that we'd be doing the same exact show if one person was watching or a million people were watching.
Amen.
But if the volume of email that we get is any indicator, which is probably the only indicator, then, you know, people are tuning in left and right. And I know when, you know, different things go around the internet now that, you know, Wing TV is included on it, and, you know, people come and ask us what we think about things. So, you know, that makes us good that we're reaching some people.
It seems like watching radio has an appeal out there and an audience, believe it or not.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, look how many people watch the talking heads on TV. And if you think about it, the guys making millions of dollars per year aren't really doing anything better than that. They're sitting there in a studio, and when a caller calls in, you don't see the caller. So,
well, it's,
you know,
like when people listen to you, or they listen to us, or they listen to a number of other shows in a similar vein, they're not getting the same spin that they can get on any number of channels on their television sets. They're getting something different. It's called the truth.
Yeah. And we've given up almost completely watching television. We still, you know, when we eat supper or something, or just we'll have it on in the background for 10 or 15 minutes just to hear what they're up to. But, you know, you listen to one rotation on CNN or Fox or whatever, and you pretty much say that this is the same story
right.
that they were running yesterday.
It also has the added benefit of it keeps us from overeating because it gets into our stomachs.
So it's a diet control.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree with you. We've been TV-free in this household for 6 years plus.
There's a another guy, Alex Merklinger, that said, you know, we do his radio show once in a while, and he said the same thing. They've been, what, 3, 4, 5 years, and they haven't had a television set either.
Yep, and for those of you out there who can't even conceive of not having the television on 24/7, I tell you, I don't miss it, and I was a TV junkie most of my life.
Amen. You know, I can say the exact same thing. In fact, interesting that you bring that up. In the workplace, we got talking the other day about the media, and there were at least 3 guys in the little circle around talking about this subject. 3 of the guys that I didn't know it beforehand that I work with jumped up and said, I don't watch the darn thing. And another guy stood up and said, you know, I've been trying to get TV free for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave him some tips on what happened as far as our ability to get rid of it. And I got to give the credit to our Heavenly Father in my case, particularly because, like the guy at work, I was wanting to be TV-free for a good number of years because I realized there were so many lies on it and deceptions. But I just couldn't break it. It was like a tractor beam, like a drug. As you mentioned, TV drug addict, so
yes,
to speak.
It's a very hypnotic tool.
Yes, exactly.
With watching TV, and, you know, there's the word couch potato or whatever, but it's such a passive activity that you're just sitting there being a receptacle to this stuff that's being used to do nothing more than condition you. It's not news, it's conditioning. And even when you go into watching the sitcoms or whatever else, you have all the advertisements that are conditioning you to make you think that you can't be happy unless you buy this kind of cereal, or you can't be happy unless you have this kind of automobile. And what we found is by eliminating the TV, it makes us more active in what we're doing, and I'd sure rather be active than sitting there passive in front of a television set.
And it unclogs and reopens those channels of independent thought.
Right.
Oh, amen to that. Well, what I was going to say, additional to what I said before, was I reached a point where the Father made watching what was on standard television literally nauseating for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still that way today. In fact, it's worse. I mean, every now and then I visit people and see little sound bites of what they call regular programming today. And the only thing that it provides me is an indication of how sick and demented we have become as a society.
Yeah.
Yeah, Victor and I have been talking a lot lately about this undefinable insanity that has seemed to sweep over the world in the last 20 years. And the momentum has increased, of course, since 9/11. It seems like the propaganda has really stepped up. And it's just inexplicable.
Yes, it is. Well, there's a verse we talk about often here, and I don't have the actual verse here to tell you chapter and verse, but it speaks of the delusion in the latter days would be so great that even his elect would be deceived if it were possible. That verse comes alive when you read it today.
Well, you mentioned that when you were on our show, and I thought that was such a fascinating quote because I don't think anything could be more applicable to our situation in the world right now than that verse.
Well, it certainly is good to, if you're on the end of the spectrum that can turn away from TV, turn away from mass media, and you're seeking the truth, so they're watching wingtv.net, or they tune into By Yahweh's Design, or any of the other truth stations out there, I would say that's a pretty good indication that you're part of his elect.
Well, you know, we found out something, and, you know, maybe most people don't realize it, but the mainstream media is not under any obligation to tell the truth by law. They are protected by the First Amendment, and so they really can say whatever they want to say. They're allowed to lie, to distort facts or truth, and say whatever they want. They're only on an honor system as far as their code of ethics, and they don't abide by that, and it's been proven innumerable times.
And I'd say it's more of a dishonor system.
Yeah.
The biggest thing they do is it's exclusion. It's not what they do talk about, it's what they don't talk about, which is oftentimes most important. And
most damning.
Yeah, and just look at how many news stories we bring out, and I'm sure you bring out during your career on the radio, that the mainstream never ever touches. A perfect example is today's the 20th anniversary of the Great Holocaust Trial. I mean, 20 years ago, Ernest Zundel went and went into court, and where is this? It's nowhere mentioned anywhere.
Oh, exactly.
What they're doing is promoting uniformity in thinking, and they don't want you to think for yourself. They want to tell you what you should be thinking.
Yeah.
And God didn't give you a brain for that purpose.
We came up with a great distinction here. There are two different kinds of thinking. There's conditioned thinking and free thinking. And we ask people, which one do you want to be? Do you want to be conditioned into having what you're supposed to be thinking done by someone else? Or do you want to be able to form your own thoughts and make your own decisions?
And would you accept someone standing in front of you constantly lying to you on a daily basis?
Yes.
Well, why should you put up with that from the television?
Yeah, how many people do that with family members or friends or coworkers? They'd get rid of that person in a heartbeat, yet they go and sit in front of that tube and listen to Dan Rather or CNN or Fox every day. And what's worse is that they think they're getting the truth. It's a big illusion that they haven't been able to break through yet.
It is amazing. And again, I want to remind everybody, we're interviewing Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani of WingTV.net. If you have a comment or question, please use Yahoo Instant Messenger and send your comment to byyahdesign, byyahdesign. And we'll take care of whatever your comment is. Along the lines of what you were just talking about, you know, when was the last time you heard of anybody being charged with libel and slander in the major media?
Oh, I can't.
When I was a boy, there were trials. I can remember reading in the newspapers and stuff as a young man growing up that people used to be charged for libel and slander, you know, purposely.
Right, only nowadays they're all saying the same lies, so who's going to charge who?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Like you said, that points to a conspiracy to defraud and misinform the public, doesn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, the only thing you hear is every once in a while there'll be like a Jason Blair or a Stephen Glass or someone like that whose lies have become so enormous and so just horrendous that they finally get tripped up and they get caught, but by and large,
their lies outrun themselves.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to look at it, if you look at the quote-unquote left and the quote-unquote right media, these people are all on the same team, even though they give the illusion that they're against each other,
right?
Because how often do you see one of them really go after another one beyond what we call the professional wrestling of the whole thing? It's just like, you know, watching a big drama, but these people, they guard each other, and a perfect example is Bill O'Reilly when he had this big sex, you know, case a few months ago, and I thought, well, here are the left, you know, they've been licking their chops to get a chance to attack this guy, and they just rolled over and played dead, and within a week or two, it was swept under the carpet,
right.
And that was it.
Another one is Kerry, and the Democrats could have gone after the Bush administration on any number of points, yet they failed to do so.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right, 100% right. I'll tell you what. Well, you mentioned earlier about controversial topics, and I call it busting comfort zones. And we've been doing that for 5 years now. In fact, and I've been a guest on three different programs, and sometimes numerous times. And we've busted the comfort zones to the point where I felt anyway that there was going to be some tremendous negative feedback, and yet to date, and again, not to blow my own horn, but to date we have never received a piece of hate mail or a hateful call in, etc.
We can't say that, Pastor Dan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we certainly can't say that.
You get some nasty ones, do you?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are, geez, what show did we do, Lisa, the other day? It was something about Israel. Oh, we had Ellison Weir on our show. And
talking about what's going on in Palestine.
Right. And we got some emails from that one where just were scissors and saying, like, you know, you are now responsible. You have the blood on your hands of every Israeli that gets killed. And I was like, what, for doing a TV show?
For telling the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, well, of course. I can only imagine the ethnic background of the people calling you.
Yeah, these ones were nasty.
Three guesses.
Yeah, three-letter word starting with J?
Possibly.
Okay, well, we know, of course, that you're not supposed to talk about them people, and, you know, that's another thing today that proves, really, that what we're saying about those people is true. They have a protected status in this country. They can do no wrong. They can write no wrong. They can say no wrong. We're not allowed to talk about them. We're not allowed to question them. And here again, who controls the major media in this country?
Right.
See, we abide by the belief that no one is above questioning.
And like Jim Morris says, it's a great author. He says the higher the authority, the harsher the question should be.
That's
so
right.
No one is above questioning. And I was reading today the American Free Press, the latest edition, and they have a big section on called Israeli spy operations on U.S. soil. And they point out that four people currently in this administration, Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feist, Richard Perle, and a guy named Stephen Bryan, all have been investigated for spying on the United States for Israel. That's four high-level members or associates of this administration have come under real hard scrutiny for spying for Israel. Yet, where is the talk about this in the media? It doesn't exist.
I agree. And part of that is the churches in America today, which it's a shame to say so, but the churches in America today are a big part of the problem.
Oh, you're
exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's in our thumbs down part of the column, one of the things I mentioned was that the churches are under this 501c3 tax exempt status, which basically has handcuffed them.
Right, make them subservient.
Right, they just roll over because if they do start mentioning anything political or even right now slightly controversial, the government comes in and threatens them with this 501c3 and says that they'll take away their tax exempt status. And we had Tex Mars on our show about a month ago, and he said he finally got so sick of it that he said, I don't want it anymore. He
said,
I'm going to forego it and just do it on my own. And, you know, we gave him a standing ovation at the end of the show for doing that.
Oh, absolutely. And you have to, I don't know what it's going to take for people to learn this, but you have to sever any kind of attachment or strings that are attached to the government.
Oh, you're so
if
right.
You receive any benefit or money from those folks, they will take that to mean that they completely dominate and control your life. And the church world, unfortunately, they believed a lying group of people called lawyers many years ago when their so-called legal departments convinced them that this 501c3 was the way to go, when in reality they didn't have to do that at all. Scripture says churches can't be taxed. Historically, they were never taxed. For just that reason, along with taxation comes control.
And there's so many cases right now out there, so many different areas that the church could be stepping in and voicing very loudly their opinions. One is the Philadelphia 11 case down in Philadelphia where, you know, these people that came out and just quoted scriptures, the judge said this is hate speech. From reading from the Bible, it's hate speech
yes.
On the subject of abortion. You know, like George Bush came in 4 years ago. He'll start here January 20th, the fifth year of his administration. And what have they done about abortion? They passed something about partial birth abortion, which is less than 1% of all abortions, but they've been very, very silent on it. And nobody from the pulpit is standing up either and saying, demanding that we get rid of this. Nobody is.
And what's next? Removing the crosses from Arlington Cemetery?
Yeah. Believe it or not, you're 100% right. They will not stop until they obliterate every single sign or symbol relating to Christ Jesus, Yeshua Messiah. They're not going to stop. You know, here again, the government. We know the government is way too bloated. It spends way too much money, and it is way too intrusive. And yet nobody's sitting around and saying, well, how did it get this way? It got that way because we, the people, forgot how to say no.
It's a dissolution of our morals and values. They want us to be a valueless society with no difference to not being able to discern the difference between right and wrong.
And it's like boiling a frog in a pot of water that they just slowly keep turning the temperature up, and we keep adapting, or I should say most people keep adapting to it to the point where we're going to be boiled to death in our own water. And that's why I said earlier, like, we cannot accept this status quo. We just can't throw our hands up and say that's the way it is. We
no,
have to
you know
accept
why?
It.
Because the truth matters. It matters to a lot of us still. And we have to keep reminding people that the truth does matter about a lot of these things that they're not telling us about or that they're lying to us about. It matters.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, we had Dr. Hayes, Gianni Hayes, on the other night. And she had a good question, and she asked it of me. How do you get people to care about the truth? How do you get them to care about what's really going on? Because, you know, the scripture says the truth is what saves you. The truth is what sets you free. And yet so many people in this country today don't seem to give one bit of care or concern about what's really going on.
Yeah. Well,
and so how would you respond to her saying
well,
that?
Well, we're going to have her on our show, I think, next month also. But one of the big contributing factors to this opinion is that the taxation rate is so high in this country right now, and it's not as high as in other countries, but it keeps moving in that direction. But right now, people have to work so much. Both people in the family have to work so much just to make ends meet. And, in one of my books, The New World Order Exposed, I did an analysis of all the taxes we pay in this country from not only just federal and Social Security and Medicare, but all the local and state and county and sales taxes and on and on and on and on. And a homeowner in the county we live in now pays about 48 to 52% of their total income in one form of taxes or another. So people have to do a lot of work just to stay afloat. So, you know, the government's designed it this way. So at the end of the day, people are just like, I'm too tired to care anymore.
I think you have to try to make them understand how it directly affects them, how
right.
it directly impacts their life, because people tend to not want to think beyond their own nose, their own living room, their own backyard. And until you show them how all these matters affect them personally, I don't think they will care.
Yeah. And we're going to, in March, we're going to be coming out with a new book, and hopefully we're going to be able to do a trial on our TV show. It's called 9/11 on Trial. And we're going to prove, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that the World Trade Center collapsed didn't happen the way the government said
right.
that it happened.
Based on scientific and mathematical facts.
Right. No theory whatsoever. This is just going to be facts and science and expert testimony. But at the end of this, in the closing argument, I say, if we don't care about something like this, what do we care about? And if we let these people that were truly behind it get away with this, what's going to stop them from getting away with doing anything that they want to do to us?
Well, as you stated earlier, 9/11 was a turning point in this country, a tremendous downhill slide into the abyss of tyranny and dictatorship was started with this ruse of 9/11. And it amazes me that more people aren't speaking out. And I think it's wonderful what you're doing. We've had a lot of guests on here. I don't know if you have any of General Ben Parton's material as part of your book or not. But
we just interviewed him. Next to the last show of 2004, we did a four-part series on Oklahoma City bombing.
Uh-huh.
And he was one of our guests along with Charles Key. And I think
Chris
we
Emery.
Had yeah, seven different guests on in 4 days. And, oh, they were fantastic.
Yeah, we had the general on several years ago for 3 hours, three separate programs of an hour each. And with men of that kind of caliber and with that kind of testimony, you know, like you said, if this country truly was free and we truly had men of honor in government, just the general's testimony alone is enough to ask serious questions about Oklahoma. And then in turn, you could take that same thinking and investigative reasoning over to 9/11.
These
things need to be investigated.
Fear combined with mental conditioning that you get from mainstream news sources is a very paralytic thing.
Yeah, and you should just be very, very happy that you had three. We wish we would have had 3 hours with General Parton because we had questions as long as our arms. And, you know, regrettably, we only had a 25-minute show, but he was fascinating, along with everybody else associated with Oklahoma City. And once you start delving into that case, you realize what an atrocity was committed against
us. And how it parallels 9/11.
Exactly.
Yes, it's the same scenario. It's starting from back when Gordon Call was murdered and the Weaver family in Idaho was murdered at Ruby Ridge, even though there is no such place as Ruby Ridge, but we won't go there. Each of these episodes of terror and murder have escalated up through the Waco compound, then it became Oklahoma City, then they escalated it up to 9/11.
Yep.
And folks, I've got a lot of people that I trust telling me that there'll be another one because the American people still have a growing doubt about things. They still are concerned about their liberties, and so there'll be a bigger one before they try to finalize this cramming of one-world dictatorship down our throat.
Well, if you look at all of the things you just mentioned, every one of them ascends higher to the next event. So The last one was 9/11. The only next logical step is what? Some kind of nuclear explosion of some kind, whether it's a dirty bomb or a suitcase bomb or just something over in the Middle East. So that's where we're heading.
I would just like to say, too, that we don't honor the dead by giving them a moment of silence every year. We honor the dead by speaking out on their behalf and seeking justice for
Amen.
What really happened to them. We don't honor the dead by remaining silent because silence got us where we are today.
And you know, it's ironic because I've been to Oklahoma City since the bombing and I've seen the memorials that were built there, and they have left on the wall of a building right next to the bombing area the sign that was painted by the police and fire departments of Oklahoma City demanding that the truth be put out about what happened there.
Oh, that's on the cover of the final report, I believe, that the Oklahoma City
yeah.
Investigating Bombing Committee wrote. So I think it's a pretty safe bet we're going to be going out to Oklahoma City in April for the 10th anniversary. And, yeah, we definitely want to go and find that.
Yes, and it just backs up what Lisa was talking about. We honor those who have been victims of tyranny and terrorism, true terrorism, not the pseudo-terrorism that the government supposedly is at war with, but the terrorism that the government is part of.
Oh, you're so right.
You know,
the war is really for the minds and hearts of the American people, because the American people are the only ones who can really stop what's going on.
That's why we're the target. And,
yeah.
of the American people, now that you bring it up, I don't want to talk about Ben Parton here for a minute again, but the group that is the number one target on the hit list of the New World Order is Caucasian male Christians.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
All right. Now, let me let the audience in on a little secret. That's the group that's going to either change what's going on or turn their backs on their duties and let it happen. That's the group that, from the scripture, is the elect. That's the group that are his chosen people. And they have turned their backs on their responsibilities to this world and to their families. They've turned into things that I'm not proud of at all.
Yeah.
And very few men, very few people with character, very few that want to stand up and be counted. They're allowing the media, the government, these aliens within our land to put this group of people down for being who they are. Whereas I say just the opposite. I read the word and I'm part of a very special group of people. And that's the reason I do what I do. We are the army that he is going to use to stop this thing dead in its tracks. And it's time those men with that racial background and that belief system take a stand. They got to stand up and become part of the warriors that will turn this thing around per what the scripture says. And I can see it happening, believe it or not.
And that's why we're fighting so hard, because people say to us, don't you get upset, or don't you just want to, you know, be resigned?
Or aren't you afraid?
Yeah,
of
yeah.
And we say no, because we know that God is on the side of people who want to tell the truth. And God is watching everything we do.
I like the phrase where it says, you know, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. And people say, well, there are no more prophets. Well, you know, I don't think that's true, because
mm-hmm.
if you look at the strict definition of who a prophet is, it's the person who represents the Heavenly Father to the people. That's a prophet. And what you're doing in representing the truth to the public is a form of that. Whether
right,
you consider
right.
yourselves, quote, prophets or not, you're doing his work by representing truth in a world that seems to be infatuated with lies.
Yeah. And Dan, if you want to know the truth, despite how bad things might appear to be, I still believe, I truly, truly believe in my heart that we can make things better. And people say, oh, you're crazy. There's no way. But if I didn't truly believe this, I'd throw my hands up tomorrow and not do it, because
right.
I
and
truly,
what,
truly do think we can change things.
And what kind of a world would we be living in if everybody thought that way?
Right.
Well, he's getting ready to fill his ark for the second judgment flood. Even though the next time here it's going to be by fire, the principle is still the same. It says in the latter days it would be as the days of Noah. Well, judgment's coming. This world is one sick place, folks. And he's putting together his ark, only this time it won't be a boat made of wood. My personal belief is it's going to be made up of timbers such as Victor and Lisa. It's going to be people who have enough guts and intestinal fortitude to stand up for the truth And whether it's in a little gathering in the neighborhood, or whether it's like Victor and Lisa with the ability to touch and reach the world, those are the kind of people who are going to network together, and those are the kind of people that I personally believe Yahweh is going to allow a miraculous saving. He is going to provide miraculous ways in which we're going to come through this judgment, and a whole lot of other people just are not.
That was so very well put.
I wanted to bring up Ben Parton, because General Parton is a special man in my book. I had the privilege right after Oklahoma City to see him in person at a Bible camp that I was going to.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke at that weekend Bible camp three times. And each of them was about an hour long, coincidentally. And when he came on our radio program, the same thing happened. We had three nights of 1 hour each. The interesting thing I found was that he spent only 1 hour talking about Oklahoma City and the importance of the truth getting out about that, and the fact that it was not a Ryder truck and
right.
It was not Timothy McVeigh by himself, etc. The other 2 hours, in both cases, when I saw him live and on our program, he talked about international communism. He felt that was a much more important thing to get into, because so many people have been lulled to sleep thinking communism is dead, when in fact it is alive and well.
Yeah, we're going to have him on March 4th on our show, and one of the things he specifically said he wanted to speak about was called the Program of the Third International.
That's it.
Yeah.
The Third Communist International.
Right.
It'll be a wonderful program. Give out that date again in your website, so anybody listening wants to catch General Ben Parton, they can do it.
Yeah, that would be March 4th, that's a Friday, and they can simply go to www.wingtv.net.
And our Friday shows stay online all weekend long. The Monday through Thursday shows are online for 24 hours, unless for some special reason we select a show to remain on the website permanently, as we did with all the Oklahoma City ones.
Yeah, and with your show, luckily we were able to have it on for 2 days, the Sunday and the Monday and into the Tuesday, so that worked out well.
Okay, very good, excellent. I was just about to ask if you archive your shows or not.
Now, that's the one thing, because, the one thing that's different is these shows take up so much space, not only on our computers, but in cyberspace, that we simply, having close to 200 shows now, there's no way we could fit them all on our website. And if we did, it would just drag along so slowly that it would just bring the whole site down. So that's the one thing that's we have somewhat regrets about, is that we can't archive every show, but we just tell people, tune in every day.
Well, we urge people to take 25 minutes out of their day to listen to some truth.
Right.
Whether it be our show or someone else's.
Yeah.
Well, the scripture commands that we be seekers of the truth. And like you said, people have to make a tough decision in their lives in the very near future. Are you going to continue the way you're going, or are you going to turn towards truth and be a truth seeker? Which means you're willing to spend some time, you're willing to spend a little bit of money, and you're willing to give up on the ways of the world in order to gain the truth. Because we talk about on this program many times about health, which is one of my if you want to call it hobbies, amongst the many other things I'm involved in. For myself and my family, we go to classes, and we're learning to be certified natural health professionals. Originally, again, it was for just ourselves and our family, but it may turn into a second career for me. The lies that are out there about health are, they parallel everything we're talking about here.
Yeah.
The government's lying to us about what went on in these so-called acts of terrorism, and the insiders that actually pulled it off have still not been brought to justice. I can't wait till the armies of the Heavenly Father come down and join us in this battle, and we round these people up and put them on trial.
Mm-hmm. In order for people to care, they have to unclog their minds and free them, and they have to be able to recognize that we have a common enemy, and this enemy we are compelled to confront. There's no getting around it.
Yeah. I mean, it's an investment. It's an investment of time, and a lot of people invest in the stock market or other such things. We're saying invest some time and go out there and go do something beyond yourself.
Right. And it involves a little sacrifice, too.
Yeah. And, if whatever you would do in your normal life, go beyond that. Take one small step, mm-hmm. and another, and pretty soon, if someone would have told me 3 years ago or 5 years ago, we'd be doing a television show, I would have said they were crazy. I mean,
yeah.
5 years ago, I didn't even have a computer. And now, you know, and it's just one step after another, and pretty soon, you know, you see an entirely different world and a different existence.
Well, I'll tell you, here's how the Father works, if you guys don't mind me giving a little personal testimony.
Oh, by all means.
Back when I had my great awakening, was when Randy Weaver and his family were murdered in Idaho. Randy wasn't murdered, but part of his family was. I had a great awakening then, and I've been a believer since I've been a little boy, so that wasn't ever missing out of my life, but I really wasn't fully aware of just the level of corruption and murder and deception in the government. So when I saw that happen, I knew something had to be done, and I can still remember saying a prayer, and I cried out to the Father and said, if you give me a way to speak to the world your truths, I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And for years after that, this is long before web, internet radio and all this other stuff came about. This was years before that. I started looking for shortwave stations because at that time that was the only practical way to reach the world.
Right.
And I even looked into starting my own shortwave station, which is astronomical in cost.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, and I actually got to the point where I was starting to question whether our Heavenly Father was going to honor that prayer. But I had this burning desire to do it. And lo and behold, it happened in a way that I never would have dreamed of.
Yeah.
Being invited on to an internet radio program of another man and enjoying being his guest, and so that opened my eyes to it. And then shortly after being his guest, I was called and told that they had a slot available one day a week if I would be interested in having my own program.
Oh, fantastic.
And so I took a leap of faith and thought, you know what? And here's the thing. After I did that second interview and then got the phone call, it dawned on me one afternoon, he has answered your prayer.
He just didn't
do it the way you thought he would do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's how, you know, I can remember the day. It was 1990. I was living in Los Angeles. And I'd always known that there was something wrong in the world, but I didn't know how to find what that was. And I was sitting with the guy that actually does all our book covers and designs our website for us, and he told me about a video by William Cooper. And he said, "You ever hear him?" I says, "No, who's that?" And he says, "Watch this." And I put in my VCR player that night, and the whole world absolutely changed that day because I was like, this is what I knew was wrong, you know, and it allowed me to open my eyes up. And
once one door opens, another
right.
and another and another will open.
Absolutely. And speaking of William Cooper, that was another man, innocent man that was gunned down by, quote, the authorities.
Yeah.
For telling the truth.
And that was only a couple years ago, and it's such a great loss because he was one of the truly fearless men. And he took a lot of heat for what he said, but I'll tell you what, I stood behind him all the way, and it's a shame that we have such a loss, that he's gone, and can you just imagine what he'd be saying about what's going on in the world right now?
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
You can't let things like that deter you from
right.
telling the truth.
No.
You cannot let fear dictate your actions, because then they have you.
Well, that brings up a point I'd like to bring up. With warriors such as yourself that, you know, we are tickled to death that you're doing what you're doing and you do it so well, I try to tell every single warrior, whether it's a person just talking to people one-on-one or people such as yourself capable of reaching hundreds or thousands at a time, we must, as his army today, we must be as righteous as we know how to be, because everybody that I know of in the front lines of this battle to wake up our people and get information out there, everybody I know that obeys his laws, statutes, and commandments to the best of their ability seems to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
The people, and here again, I have a lot of respect for Bill Cooper, but I have known a lot of people similar to Bill who ended up wrongly taken from us. I found out years later that they were violating God's laws in some way. Whether they knew it or not, I don't know. And that's really not important. What I want the people to understand is that it is, Scripture tells us that He said, if you love me, obey my commandments. Now, the church world wants to tell you that that's a feel-good, do everybody right, and we'll all get along and, you know, just be one great big happy family. That's what that commandment means. No, it doesn't. Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, was here as Yahweh, the Father, in a flesh body. They are the same person.
Mm-hmm.
So when he says, if you love me, obey my commandments, he's talking about the Old Testament. He's talking about all the numerous laws he has that governs our dating, how we grow our crops, sanitation and hygiene. His law covers virtually everything in life. And we cannot expect divine protection if we're going to turn around and commit murder, kidnap. And here again, here's one that people today just hate, race mixing. Sorry, folks. That is a violation of his commandment. Now, please do not confuse mixing nationalities with race. Because I've had people say, well, my mother was French and my dad was German. Does that make me mixed? And I said, no, because they're from the same stock. They just live in different countries. They are of the tribes of Israel. That's who the Caucasian people come from, the tribes of Israel in the Bible. And if you stay within the tribes, it doesn't matter if it's a Canadian and a New Zealander and a Frenchman or a German or a Scandinavian, they're all from the same group of people in the scripture. But that's one of the hardest ones that our people have to deal with today.
Well, I'm sure that one raises the cockle whenever you mention that one, for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only been in my lifetime. When I was a boy, it was an understood thing. Understood by everybody in the community, whether they went to church or not. Most certainly in the church as we knew it. But even in the people that didn't step foot in a church, it was understood that you shouldn't do that thing. The media in this country has turned it around to where people today have no concern over that issue whatsoever. And that is wrong. And I have seen warriors fall from that one sin alone. That should not have been taken from us as early as they were. And I'm convinced that that is one of the reasons why some of our people are falling. And it may not be that particular transgression that caused their falling. But the point of it is being embraced by so many of our people. And the judgments for that sin are going to come because I'm going to tell you something, folks. Scripture says, as in the days of Noah, so the latter days will be. The greatest sin being committed by the vast majority of the people in the days of Noah, guess what it was? Race mixing. Because it says Noah was perfect in his generations. If you translate that from the original languages correctly, it states that he was pure. Generations has to do with genea, which has to do with bloodlines and that sort of thing. And again, I don't like the job of stepping on people's toes, but I've been given it. And I've got this message to give people. They better take it to heart. When the word says kind after kind, it means exactly that. And it doesn't matter if it's your dogs, cats, cattle, or children. He meant for the kind to stay with the kind. And I can't stress that enough in these latter days. If you want to survive what we got coming at us, you had better have him on your side. And you can't have him on your side if you are going to flagrantly violate his law. We're down to about 2 to 3 minutes left, Victor and Lisa, and I'd like to give it to you if you'd have some comments for the listeners.
Well, I'd also like to add, though, Jesus did say, love our brothers. And that's something that too much in this day and age that, he says, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your brother as you love yourself. And right now, in this world, we certainly aren't loving each other. And
true.
It's something all of us need to work on.
Absolutely.
We really urge people to start thinking about what they're doing with their lives and where they're going in their lives and realize that we weren't put here for no purpose. Just simply to go to work or to hang out in bars or watch sports or reality shows. We're here to do something, and it wasn't an accident that we were put here. And we urge people to seek out independent information aside from the main venues, because that's the only way they're going to find out what's going on in the world, in their lives, in their own backyard.
Absolutely. Give out your station again and contact information.
Okay, it's www.wingtv.net, and there's also a contact button on there. It has our email address, so if anyone wants to drop us a line, ask us a question or whatever, and we have a lot of stuff on there, different books, videotapes, and so forth, that just take a look on there, you know, take a whirl through it, and, you know, the world will start changing if you allow it to start changing.
Amen to that. Well, we're out of time, Victor and Lisa, and I want to thank you tremendously for coming on and
thank you
for this interview, and wish you the best and Yahweh's blessings upon your activities.
Keep up the great work. And
same for you.
Thanks for having us on.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And again, tonight's program was entitled Wing TV, and that was Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani, who founded WingTV.net. And we hope you enjoyed their comments and the wonderful things that are doing. And we are very, very tickled that we had something to do with their getting started down the road of getting the truth out to the people. And we certainly encourage anybody that wants to do that. Along that lines, we again want to let anybody know, if you have a topic that you yourself would like to get on, if you want the whole hour for yourself, let us know. If you want to come on as a guest and talk about your topic, we'll work with you on that aspect. But this is your station and your method of getting information, even if it's advertising. Again, we don't take advertising dollars for support, but we will advertise our brothers and sisters who have products or services that other Israelites could use. So please consider using us to that end. And again, tonight we're going to play music after I get off the air here. With the live portion of the broadcast, we will be playing instrumental, voice, etc. And all this is stuff that was produced by our brothers and sisters in Yahweh, written, composed, and or sung by our people. So we hope you will enjoy it for those of you who stay on. And, again, we look forward to seeing you Monday night. I will be on the second shift, so I may be doing a afternoon program next week. And then there'll be folks sitting in for me with interviews and information during the week at the 8 o'clock time slot. So, again, thanks for tuning in. Yahweh bless one and all.